Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast, where we discuss the Sunday morning sermon at Grace Community Church and draw practical applications. From time to time, we will address other topics. We hope these podcasts help you press the Word of God into your everyday life.
Good afternoon. Today is January the 17th, and here with Scott Patty and another Words of Grace podcast.
Good to be here with you, Justin.
And today is somewhat of a special day.
Sure.
And today is the actual day of Grace's 24th anniversary.
That's right. It was January the 17th of 1993 when we had our first public worship service.
Uh-huh.
We always celebrate the third Sunday of the month of January because that's when we are gathering. But the actual date was the 17th. And what's interesting, I thought about it in light of the fact that we have a presidential inauguration this week, and it just made me think back that when we started the church that Sunday, which was the 17th, and then the following Wednesday, January the 20th of 1993, Bill Clinton was inaugurated, and that was his first term. And so he served 2 terms, 8 years, and then George Bush, 2 terms, 8 years, and Barack Obama, 2 terms, 8 years. So Grace Community Church has been through 3 presidents and 6 presidential terms.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. Yeah. Time kind of flies a little
bit. It does,
yeah. So I know we won't spend a lot of time on this, but January 17th, that was the first meeting, and you met where?
The first meeting was at Belmont University.
Belmont University.
Yeah, okay. We had spent several months prior to that, so the fall of 1992 on through the new year as a core group, and working through the book of Acts, which is going to relate to what we're going to talk about today in the podcast.
Exactly.
We're working through the book of Acts and other places in the New Testament primarily to get a vision and understand sort of the biblical mission and vision for a new church called Grace Community Church.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you were preaching in the book of Acts?
Well, you can call it preaching. What we were doing is sitting around in a living room and just studying, just talking, having discussions. And I was doing some teaching, and then we would open up for discussion. And yes, we began in the book of Acts. We also moved into the book of Ephesians, which kind of helped us with the name of our church, Ephesians 1 being a key passage for our church about the grace of God and Grace Community Church. But also, initially, it was in the book of Acts. And I remember the passage we were in on Sunday, just naturally, as we were working through Acts, was also a very significant passage to that early core group of our church, and that's why we talked about it.
Now, on January 17th, 24 years ago, do you remember what book of the Bible you were preaching? Do you remember that?
I think the first Sunday, I don't remember what I preached on, except I think that it was a sermon on grace, and the second week was a sermon on community, and the third week was a sermon on church.
Okay.
Grace Community Church. Uh-huh. And then I think I know that immediately after that initial series, if that's what it was, and on those dates, we launched into the book of Mark.
Oh, okay.
Because the first full-length book of the Bible that we went through as a congregation on Sunday morning was the book of Mark. Okay. And that would be winter and spring of 1993.
Wow. Well, so speaking of preaching, you preached again this past Sunday.
Yeah.
So 24 years later, here you are, and we're in the book of Acts. And
yes.
So we were in Acts chapter 11, verses 19 through 30, and we were talking about the church of Antioch.
Yeah.
And the kind of the way you presented that to the church was this: we see this as a church as a mentor to our church.
Yeah.
And so, great sermon. I want to jump right in. We usually do a recap. I just want to go right into it. Clarification.
Sure.
So during that sermon, you said this phrase, where there is the evidence of God's grace, we should get to work.
Yeah.
So let's talk about a couple of things. One, I want us to clarify what you meant by that, then kind of amplify it, kind of go further with it, and kind of look, what does that mean for me as an individual and me in context and relationship to me in the church?
Okay, good.
So let's kind of clarify it first.
Okay, where did I get the statement? Where there is the evidence of God's grace, we should get to work. What I was drawing on in that statement was what happened in the city of Antioch when the gospel made its way, because people who were persecuted and fled Jerusalem went to Antioch, and they went preaching the Lord Jesus. And it says there that the hand of the Lord was with them, and many turned to the Lord. The apostles in Jerusalem then sent a man named Barnabas to Antioch to verify what was happening there, and to bring back a report on what needed to happen, that sort of thing. So when Barnabas got there, it says in Acts 11 that he saw the grace of God. So he saw that God was at work in the fact that men and women had been turned to Christ and they repented and believed. Mm-hmm. And so he said, that's grace. God has done this. These people didn't do it on their own. They did it. I mean, God did it. Mm-hmm. And so when he saw that, immediately he started exhorting them, which means he went to work, mm-hmm. pastoring them, mm-hmm. teaching them, mm-hmm. encouraging them. And then he went to Tarsus and got Saul, who we know is also a leader in the church, but he's not called Paul yet. But anyway, you can go read that history. But he's called Saul, goes and gets him, brings him back to Antioch. And it says for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul taught the church. Hmm. So they were working very hard to instill in them the very foundations of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hmm. And so they were teaching them, they were discipling people. And then right after that, we have this incident about a prophet named Agabus who comes from Jerusalem, and he prophesies to the church there at Antioch about a famine. And they immediately decide as disciples to take up a collection and send it. So the point is, and then later you skip over chapter 12, which we'll deal with this Sunday, but for our time here, you skip over chapter 12, go to chapter 13, and this church at Antioch becomes the sending launch pad for the first missionary journey of Saul and Barnabas. So my point is, when God showed his grace in the church of Antioch, those who were already believers and leaders got active because they were making disciples. And as the church was making disciples, those disciples were active in making disciples and in ministering and caring for the saints and in launching people into mission. That's what I mean. I do not mean we work for our salvation. Right. We work for grace. Grace comes to those who work really hard for it. I do not mean that whatsoever. Mm-hmm. This is we are clear on the doctrine of God's grace is the cause of our salvation.
Right.
But where that grace is evident and is producing conversion to Christ, then the church and disciple makers are active in exhorting and teaching and building up and ministering and caring and sending and evangelizing.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of, you know, when you go to the book of James, right? Faith, you know, faith without works is dead. Well, some will go, was he saying faith plus works? But looking in the broader context of the Bible, you're saying, well, no, the evidence of grace in the life produces a life that then gets going, gets to work.
Gets where you think about Paul twice in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul references this.
Right.
Once he says that he received the grace of God, by the grace of God I am what I am. And then he said it, God's grace didn't prove to be vain in his life. It produced. And what did it produce? He said, I worked harder than all the other apostles.
Yeah.
That's at the beginning of chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians. And then at the end of 1 Corinthians 15, Paul says to these believers who he's encouraged about the resurrection that's to come and the future in the resurrected state with Christ, he says, so be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Mm-hmm. He never says work for your salvation. He's clear on the doctrine of grace.
Right.
But he says where there is the evident grace of God, the response to that is to be active in pursuing discipleship, pursuing ministry among each other, pursuing the mission of God in the world.
Yeah. Okay, so if that's how we clarify that statement, so what does that mean now practically, Scott, for the church? So let's look at the broader, before we get to the individual. What does that mean for the church?
Like,
how do we apply that now to the church, by like at Grace Community Church?
Yeah. Well, very simply, it means we want to do ministry. So we'll connect this now to our history.
Yeah.
And think about not only the past 24 years, but maybe the future. Lord willing, by God's grace, the future 24 years. We want to do ministry.
Yeah.
And there should be no hesitation in that, no apology for that. No fear of mixing up our doing ministry with the fact that it must be the grace of God. Another statement I made Sunday was that if anything significant at all happens, it's because of God and God's grace. That's why we pray. So the implication for our church of this church at Antioch is that we should do ministry. Mm-hmm. We should not simply be hanging together for purely social purposes or mm-hmm. living in our world of familiarity, mm-hmm. our people, our kind, not really pursuing discipleship together, but just being a group and a club, mm-hmm. That sort of thing.
Right.
No, where there is the evident grace of God, we should be working mm-hmm. by that grace to make disciples, mm-hmm. to exhort people to stay true to the Lord, to really care for the church, for the people of the church, mm-hmm. and show the love of God that way, to be launching people mm-hmm. into the city of Nashville in their jobs and in their mm-hmm. careers and their other callings that may even be on a volunteer level, but to do real gospel ministry, evangelism, service to the poor, you know, mm-hmm. service to the underserved, those right. things. And just representing the excellence of God as a creator in the way we work for the good of the city and launching people, the global cause, the Great Commission, mm-hmm. that's doing ministry.
So it's almost like a body of Christ receiving the grace of God, and then by them going out into the world or discipling one another, it's revealing that grace back.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
here's this grace. Now I'm going to give the grace back out in the way that we do ministry.
Exactly. And so that's a real key phrase. Yeah. Actually doing the work of the ministry yeah. as a church collectively.
Right.
Not everyone can do every part of the ministry. Right. We know that. It's yeah. the beauty of belonging yeah. to a local congregation. I keep saying it over and over. One of the great things about mm-hmm. belonging to a local congregation is that you get to be a part and you get to share in the blessing and the fruit and the joy of everything the church does, even though you don't do everything.
Right.
Simply because you are a supporting, praying, encouraging, ministering part of that church. Mm-hmm. So I don't do everything at Grace Community Church, and I don't do everything that happens outside of this church as a result of our members.
Right.
But I sure take joy in all of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I get to say I'm a part of all of it simply because I belong to the same church as these people.
Yeah. Now, so if that's kind of how we apply it to the church body, is there any difference really as we apply it to the individual life? Is there anything that's different or unique about an individual versus a congregation in how we see the grace of God, the evidence of the grace, and then get to work?
I don't think so. Yeah. I think what we should be encouraging ourselves to remember is that as God saves us by grace, it is pure grace. It yeah. is the hand of God. It is God initiating toward us, God rebirthing our heart, God causing us to come to faith in Him because of God's wonderful grace. And that grace is motivation, it's cause, it's reason to pursue.
Yeah.
Pursue. Not that we grow by works, but to we shouldn't be afraid of the word effort, mm-hmm. that we pursue holiness, mm-hmm. that we are not afraid to say, I'm going to study the Bible. I'm going to read mm-hmm. God's word. It's food for my soul. Mm-hmm. I'm going to set aside this time for prayer. I, as an individual, am going to reach to this person.
Yeah.
To encourage them in their faith. I'm going to serve the congregation in this way. Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to, because of my faith, look for opportunity in my workplace to be salt and light.
Right.
These are intentional. That was the word we kept using on Sunday. Being intentional. Mm-hmm. Where there is the evident grace of God bringing us to faith, God's at work. And mm-hmm. so we can respond to it by being intentional mm-hmm. in our personal lives, so that we can grow in Christ's likeness and serve for His glory and be very intentional in our church life. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that we're pressing in from the church at Antioch is that phrase, when he saw the grace mm-hmm. of God, and then you just boom, 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 he exhorts, he teaches, they get involved in ministry, they make disciples, yeah. they send out for evangelism, that sort of thing.
Yeah. So I like that what you said is that not to be scared of the word effort or the word work. Because a lot of times when you put grace and work together, mm-hmm. in a sense, it can, as you said on Sunday, make people a little nervous.
Yeah.
But we're not saying, again, to repeat, we're not saying that work saves us.
Correct.
But that grace, I love that what you just said, grace is a great motivator.
Yeah. We're not even saying that work matures us.
Right.
or sanctifies us, as the Bible, you know, for those who are listening who are not used to these Bible words, sanctification is a word that we use a lot to talk about spiritual growth to become more like Christ. That's not even by works.
Yeah.
It's all by grace.
Right.
But grace is not inconsistent with what grace produces in us,
right,
which is as exactly what Paul said, to abound in the work of the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's great, Scott. I think it's good encouragement, especially as we think about the new year. I think that was a great sermon to kind of move us forward in the new year, thinking about, you know, it's, you know, people don't like the New Year's resolution thing sometimes, but it's a good reset. It helps you think like what's next, a good way to think about how to let grace be our motivator.
Yeah.
And so next Sunday, this coming Sunday, we'll be in Acts chapter 12.
We will be. We're going to have a guest with us, and I'm going to share a brief overview of Acts 12, and then we're going to interview a dear friend of mine and a dear friend of Grace Community Church. His name is Andy Leininger, and he's in the States for a season. And we're going to have an interview with him, and he's going to give us a perspective on where God is in his life at this time as he is battling with a life-threatening illness.
Yeah.
And so we're going to hear from him some things that are on his heart.
Great. We look forward to it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Yeah.